again now.
Chatty, chatty people.
It is Tuesday.
Is this thing on?
Yes, Mary.
Hello.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. It was eventful. I'm finally fully unpacked. Not everything's put away, but I'm not covered in dust and garbage anymore.
I heard you lost a cactus.
I did. I got a tiny, tiny little housewarming present for me and my sister from our tiniest friend. Thank you, Marianne.
Oh.
She gave us a little pot, but it was an actual pot, not like a little marijuana.
Oh,
a little clay
man.
Pot.
Those pots are cool too.
Yeah, with a little cactus in it. And it tipped over in my either in my car or when I was getting in my car and it was dark outside. So there may or may not be a tiny little like chode-sized cactus floating around in my car, and I don't want to find it, but I do want to find it.
Yeah, because you don't want to accidentally find it.
I don't want to find it the wrong way.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
There's a right way to find a cactus.
I agree. It just starts just stabbing it with like,
oh man, in the Grand Canyon, I fucking walked into a cactus at the very bottom when I went to the bottom and back in one day, and it was like probably the closest I was to dying.
Jesus Christ, because you had to still get back up there. It's not like they were going to helicopter you out of there.
I was totally tired at the bottom.
Yeah,
I was so pissed. I wanted to kill P. Danny, but I could only walk like maybe like 30 feet before my knees collapsed.
Was that when you moved here? Like you went to the Grand Canyon on your way here, or did you go when you were younger?
That was my epic move adventure.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you moved with the happily married couple, right? The power couple, didn't you? Or you drove here with them, right?
I drove with here Nettle? with P. Danny.
Oh, okay. So it's just the two of you and your drums.
And my drums. Aww. And everything that I decided to bring to LA.
That's very, very heartfelt and poetic. Yeah. Just you and your drums making your way across America.
So you guys are listening to the Hot Box, which you may or may not know, but if you're listening live, oh boy.
Yeah, I think
you can call us 800-893-9562.
Yeah, just give us, you know, give us a shout. We'll talk about crazy things.
We got guests tonight.
We do have guests tonight.
We have Before the Morning in the house.
Yes, we do.
It is about to get metal.
It's about to get so metal. And also, we're very, very lucky to have in our midst our fellow Skid Row Studios compadre,
fellow host.
He's one of our little neighbors and
brethren.
Family members. It's brethren. It's the Skid Row brethren. Welcome, Johnny.
Hey, welcome. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So your first Skid Row experience was us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. You popped my cherry.
Oh, yeah.
We've been known to do that.
I think we've done it a few times.
Yeah.
In a few different ways.
We're virginators. We're just virginating all over the place.
Next week, we're totally popping cherries.
We are.
We have someone who has never smoked weed before ever who is going to come in here and get us giving him as much fucking weed as we can fucking get here.
Yeah.
I'm saving up.
Yeah, we've been saving our clippings.
Well, take it easy on the lad.
On the
weed?
On the lad, on the... On the version.
Yeah.
He has a designated driver. We're assuring his safety. No animals or humans will be harmed in our experiment.
So tell us a little bit about your show. You're one of the newer cats on the studio.
Yeah, just getting it off the ground here. The show is my name, Johnny Scott Gramercy. And it's primarily, it's kind of patterned after a traditional radio show. It's almost all wall-to-wall music. I'm the selector and the host. And, you know, I try to sort of, some folks may call it an eclectic mix of music, but for me it's more of a narrative, you know, just kind of a ill buttery dramatic.
Yeah.
Like selections, you know, like Nick Cave or...
I love Nick Cave.
Yeah, or Hani El
Khatib. He's like up there my favorites.
Yeah.
Oh, I just heard Hani El Khatib.
Yes.
Recently, yeah.
He's got a record coming out soon, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Produced by Nick Auerbach from Black Keys.
Oh, mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
Brothers helping brothers help brothers. That's nice.
So yeah, every Sunday, 9 o'clock, you can listen live or archived here at the Skid Row website.
Yeah. They can subscribe to you on iTunes,
yes.
I believe.
Yes, I'm on iTunes. I don't know why that brings me so much joy, but...
I think that's cool, because...
Yeah.
I don't even realize I'm on iTunes. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't feel like it. Like, really?
Well, you're used to fame, I think, at this point. But, you know,
yeah, you're seasoned pro.
I'm unfamed.
For us newbies, Yeah, it's still a thrill.
It's still big.
I just pretend no one listens. Yeah.
That's the way to do it, I think.
Yeah, you broadcast like no one's listening.
We got a lot of people want to hear this.
Yeah, definitely. I heard a good one the other day. You know how it's always like dance like no one's watching and you know, all those. Somebody had posted on Facebook, dance like no one's watching, but for Christ's sake, eat like someone's watching. Like totally like, yeah, I mean, there's some things you should at least try to, but yeah, I don't even remember that we have listeners, and then somebody will like quote something or like
someone will be like, call us.
I think that's why people dig your show though, is because you're not really talking to an audience per se. I mean, I get the vibe that, like, this is just what your normal conversation would be, and you're two funny gals.
We're just so funny on the car ride here. I worry we're going to run out of funny before we get into the studio.
We sometimes have to have, like, silent moments where it's like, all right, just keep it all in. Don't break the humor seal on your talent hole.
Yeah. I told her my weekend condom adventure, and now I can't tell anybody else.
you're like, if
it
I had to tell
funny
it
if I hadn't already told her.
That's true. Well, now you learned
your lesson.
Yeah, but
you know what?
There was a condom wrapper stuck to my butt, and my boyfriend was like, "When did you get a butt tattoo?" And it wasn't a butt tattoo.
To be honest, if you got a condom, like a whole condom, like with the wrapper on and everything, tattooed on your butt, I don't like it'd just be such a weird, arbitrary move that people would probably be like, "Oh, you were like really pro safe sex, like." STD free is the way to be.
Well, it was from across the room,
so all he saw was this colorful square.
You're prophylactic, hanging off my butt. Oh, Mindy, see, the reason I like you is because you're just so fucking real, man.
I talk like my boyfriend never listens.
That's okay. Guys aren't supposed to. I mean,
I don't encourage it, but he listens sometimes.
He listens sometimes, yeah. Well, he's got to. I mean,
there's probably a Laker game going on right now. Oh, we're going to go see the Lakers.
Oh, yeah? Have you seen the Lakers yet?
I haven't. Not live.
And you love the Lakers.
I guess it might be our Valentine's Day thing because, yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, well, you guys both like the Lakers. To me, that would be torture.
Like he wanted to go on Valentine's Day, but the Lakers are playing the Clippers, and it's $150 a ticket.
Oh, Jesus,
so
shit.
That didn't happen for Valentine's
Day. I think you would dig it, Mary. You would get caught up in it, you know, and a chair when you're supposed to chair it. I think you would have fun
basketball.
With it.
Yeah, I guess I could. I mean, I don't know. Like, I've gone to, like, baseball games and gotten, like, Dodger games and gotten bored. Mm-hmm. Like, not bored, but restless. Like, I get restless. Because I'm like, I haven't attached
baseball's
my ego to a team.
Baseball's slow, so if you're
that's
not
true. I guess
actually
basketball's
playing
like,
it, yeah. It doesn't matter.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. Basketball's more like running around, jumping up and down, making lay shots, layoffs.
So, hey, you should remind me, when is your show again?
Oh, yes, ma'am, I'd be glad to. It's every Sunday night, 9 o'clock, right here at skidrowstudios.com. And you can also search me on the old iTunes podcast page. It's my name. Johnny Scott Gramercy.
Sweet, sweet. Yeah. I like your last name.
Thank you. It's unique.
It is.
Yeah. It means gratitude.
Well, we were going to play a little bit of a song that is very important to our hearts. And Mary says this really, like,
it really
has
is.
Changed her life in the last
week. Okay. Cathartic, yeah. Drugs and tacos, tacos and drugs. Drugs and tacos, tacos and drugs.
Bit of tank, mix it with a little crank and put it in a taco shell. Mix a little ground meat with a little shredded beef. Drop acid and visit hell. Cause I gotta get me some ecstasy and a big ass jar of LSD. I gotta smoke that joint that's next to me, and then I'll hit up that taco with extra cheese. Smoking drugs. I'm eating tacos and drugs. I'm getting high.
marinate the steak in the carne asada. Cause I'm puffing on the marijuana. Shooting that sauce up in my veins. Cause it's mile hot, fire is insane. Don't try to act like you don't like my speak. Don't try to act like you don't like to eat. I'm searching for some cash cause I'm barely getting by. Cause I'm eating fucking tacos and getting hella high.
I'm eating tacos in
I just hit myself in the face.
We were you guys, busy there.
we were getting kind of hyphy because it's, I don't know, you know, it's emotional, you know, like you're going to take a little dank and a little bit of crank and you're going to put it in a taco shell.
I like tacos.
I do too.
I don't like crank.
Yeah, I don't like crank either, but I do like a good, you know, tacos and drugs. It makes the world go round.
A downer. No.
You're a downer girl?
I guess.
I guess that
uppity up stuff.
It's too, you have to actually like.
I like have, to like cuddle to, with my hamster.
Oh yeah, fucking Mindy got a hamster,
I got a hamster
over the weekend. And I drunk
it. It was an impulse buy. Like I don't impulse buy shoes or anything. I'm like, hamster.
Yeah.
I need something cuddly and cute with like little eyes to like stare at me.
Like little eyes.
I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I like that. So what are we calling her?
Dizzy, because I've seen her like fall out of her wheel four times. And one time she tried to like stand on the wheel and then it rolled her off. And
so I like what I love is that already she's you, but hamster sized.
Oh, yeah.
But in a hamster body.
Yeah. And so I've been studying hamsters when I should be working on other things. But I found out that they run about 6 miles a night.
Wow.
And that they do voluntary exercise because they get runner's high like way more than humans. So like when I'm smoking weed and she's running on her little wheel, she's getting high in her own way.
Oh, on her wheel. And you said you're going to teach her tricks.
Yeah, you can train hamsters. She's going to jump through a hoop and not very long.
Wow. And you know what's funny is like most people I'd be like, oh, sure she is. But with you, I think you have it in you to be like a hamster trainer.
I'm tenacious. If I want my hamster jumping through a hoop.
Oh yeah.
I'll make it happen.
Dude, I'd jump through a hoop for you.
Thank you.
I would. You wouldn't even have to, it wouldn't even take that much. Well, I'd have to learn how to like land safely on the
We'd
other side.
We'd have to get the right size of hoop.
Yeah, it would definitely have to be a large enough hoop to, you know, carry my circumference through.
Maybe
it.
In a swimming pool. That'd be a nice safe landing.
Oh yeah, I could just dive in like a dolphin. Yeah. Okay, cool. So this
we
summer.
We should make a choreographed dolphin show, Mary, and do like the music to it.
Yeah, I'm down. And then the dolphins will rape each other.
Yeah, and then they're all about dolphins.
Yeah. And then they shall rape the humans. And there will be none left unraped by the dolphins. So we do have a band. Our band is that's coming on with us in a minute. We're going to play one of their songs. They're called Before the Morning. And
yes.
We figured we'd get a little metal in the middle of February. It's time for it.
February, month of metal.
Yeah. Metal Feb will drive you mad.
Yeah.
So yeah, Before the Morning.
Show you how much I loved you.
back in the hot box.
Melting faces.
What is up? I got to introduce my friends Adam and Phil.
How's it going? What's up? What's up?
What's up? Guys,
gentlemen,
that was our first introduction. So great, mind blowing.
You're like, yeah.
So Adam is my coworker at Bandigo. Woohoo!
That's right.
People who listen, because like, I probably talk about Bandigo a little bit.
Yeah, almost the every Melvins. Show. A little bit here and there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're it's a company that's based on musicians and music. You know, so
yeah,
it makes sense.
One of our coworkers or one of my friends saw her driving the van, like one of the big vans down the street.
Yeah.
And he didn't know her job.
Oh, like
or anything.
Near like Van Nuys or something.
Yeah. And he was like, dude, does Mindy just have like a big black, like weird van, like a bus van?
That's just how she rolls.
And I'm like, it's not that she just has it. I mean, there's multiple ones, but I don't think that she has any of them, but she does drive them at her job. And he's like, I just thought she was like, just because she's a drummer, she just has this like rig that she cruises around town with.
That it's her would mobile be drum awesome. Rig.
Yeah, really. It'd be funny if you were just like a you picked people up. Like you're like, I'll give you a ride, like so you don't have to take the bus. Like just
it's a drum rig / limo service.
Yeah,
but all under the table.
There's probably enough room. I could like
no permits.
Glue down a drum set in that back area and then just drive and drum.
That's true.
Oh man.
Yeah, exactly. There
Do you
go.
Drink and drum?
I have a few beers before a show, kind of kill the nerves, but
yeah.
I try not to drink get drunk. Drum.
Yeah.
I can't. Like, even if I have one beer before I drum, like, I can still do it, but I feel like I'm running out of breath. Like, I can't, like...
Oh, that makes sense.
Like, yeah, I'm running a marathon. Like,
yeah, if I have too many beers, it makes it... My arms just start to go numb.
Yeah,
so, you play pretty fast.
We get pretty quick sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
So...
You're a swift drummer, is what she's saying.
Yeah, right. Someone once referred to me as an adrenaline drummer.
All right.
I thought that
I like that
worked.
Title. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's the first I've heard him say that, so I enjoy it now hearing it.
Actually, Kenny Loggins actually said that.
Kenny Loggins.
Yeah. My friend. It was my friend's dad.
He knows. Yeah. He knows it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Anybody does, it's Kenny Loggins.
I got to pick that name up real quick.
Yeah, right. I can't perform on any sort of substance, so which is unlike probably maybe a lot of musicians out there, but if I had to drink before I would play, it would just
play? So. You play the guitar or bass?
I play with the vocal cords.
Oh, you're the singer. You're the singer. So I guess if you do start drinking, like you'd probably feel like out of breath or like just kind of tired on stage.
The type of music that we play too, I do a pretty fair mixture of like screaming and singing. And
that's a workout.
And I have a technique that I have which saves my voice. So if I was drinking all the time and doing other things before I would play, that technique goes out the window and I could ruin my throat. So,
yeah.
Your vocal cords, your voice box.
The voice box.
Yeah.
That is awesome that you know what you're doing and take care of it. The Meatloaf story always makes me so sad when he like sang his heart out and then he lost his vocal cords or whatever.
Yeah.
They thought he'd never sing again.
Yeah, they get the scarring on there and the vocal nodes and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Not the vocal
nodes. They can fix that now though, can't they?
I think so.
Yeah, but do you want throat surgery if you avoid it?
I would think if you could avoid people ripping your throat apart.
Well, I mean, if you're making millions of dollars doing it.
That's true.
Yeah, you're like, I could be in surgery.
I am the opposite of that.
Right.
I actually sang for the first time with a new, I'm in a Descendants tribute band that just started. And we had our first practice this last weekend. That was on Saturday night. So Sunday all day, my voice kept like just completely cutting in and out. And so like I had to be like, well, you have to actually learn how to sing these songs and not just yell them like you were because like I literally like I'm talking and then it would go out like this. And like I was like literally like it sounded like it was hurting me. Like
I'm everybody excited kept being like, that
when you listen as a fan and you sing along with it, you're just gonna come with your emotion. It's like, wait, that person actually did some sort of a technique to sing that song,
Figure it out.
Yeah.
I cannot sing at all. You probably know this.
But you can play the drums really well to compensate for that.
So. Yeah,
you
can rap.
Thank you.
And you can rap.
I can
I've heard
rap.
Some of your raps.
Yeah, I'm like the angry little kid.
But that's a style all its own. I mean, like, you never try to, like, be any... Like, you like the way that you sound, you almost sound like a little snot face, like, when you rap. But you, like... You're mean too.
Yeah, like I'm trying to be mean, but I have like middle school voice. So I'm like a little kid wanting to beat you up.
Exactly. I'm totally going to do this to you. Yeah, not right now. Because I'm way too little.
Yeah, I'm way too little for this.
When I grow up, you're so dead.
So how did you guys start your band? Or did you guys meet and then were in other bands? Or
Basically, I left a band I was in and started writing music and got a hold of our guitar player, JD, who I had played, or he actually filled in for an old guitarist of mine. And we just enjoyed playing with each other. So I called him up and said, let's write some music.
What?
Kind of went from there, you know, it was pretty organic. And then he brought in Adam, and Adam and JD used to play in a band called Death Pilot together. Mm-hmm. And then it became Killcore, I believe.
Yeah.
But so he brought him in and we just started writing and we have a studio at the house and yeah, that's pretty
that
much
that is so
the,
cool that awesome. You have a studio band. At your house.
It's the band itself now, what, a little over a year?
Yeah, pretty much over a year.
Cool. Yeah, and we, the thing is that the ashes of all these other bands that we had sort of, you know, formed out of, we've been in a scene together for like the past 6 years playing out here in different bands. We all knew each other.
Yeah.
And Phil and I, at the time that this band started, the meaning of the band is just sort of remembering just the good things about bad things that have happened in your life, you know? Mm-hmm. And at the time, Phil and I were coming out of two pretty bad things. It had a pretty bad breakup. I had a girl tell me that she was going to marry me and then a week later say no. And then my uncle passed away really soon right after that. So the band sort of has like a lot of meaning as far as that goes. And we're
But it kind of like saved you guys from some gloom though. Cause you guys had something to like focus everything on.
It was still a pretty gloomy year.
It gave us somewhere to put it.
Yeah,
Exactly. Yeah.
It didn't take the gloom away. It just had some constructive.
Mm-hmm. I had a path to the
Yeah, thing. Exactly.
Yeah. Like I kind of like as a, your friend, like talking to you every day, like saw like the positives, like,
yeah.
Like you like accomplishing positive goals and being all
that's
happy
true. You
about
see
it.
Me
and
pretty much like, every day. So,
yeah. So, like, that was like kind of cool, you know. And it's like cool that all these positive things are happening. Like, I don't know if the listeners know, but you just put out a pretty cool music video on YouTube.
Yeah, the music video dropped. It took a little while for it to come out, but, you know, sometimes good things take time. And the reception of the video has been really well. It's been out for about 3 weeks now, and for a band that we don't really, it's an up-and-coming band, but it's at around 17,000 views in about 3 weeks, so it's doing okay right now.
Yeah,
we're happy with it.
Yeah, I was super happy with the response we're getting from the video.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, you guys, like, you put a lot of, like, effort and energy into it, and, it's turned out pretty positive.
Did you guys, write it or like, come up with the concept yourself?
And this is where I'm going to plug... I'm going to plug my friend, Jay, Jason Pagnoni, who directed the video. A lot of the actual writing and the concept and things like that started as a skeleton from us, but he totally took the reins on it and really captured, you know, what this band's about, I think.
Yeah, he did an amazing job.
All the credit to him and his crew. And, you know, it was an intense shooting and things like that, but we got it done and it came out really well.
Yeah. 2 days. We did live one day and then we filmed the rest of it at our place.
And if anybody's listening and you want to check it out, it's, Before the Morning. It's our title track, Before the Morning. So you can look it up right on YouTube or go to our Facebook and check it out.
Yeah, and I think we put it on our Hotbox page.
Yeah, if you go to Hotbox's Facebook, I just posted it.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
We'll get it up on our website shortly.
You're already on the page.
Check it out.
Figured we would, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I've been in kind of at work, I've been listening to a lot more metal than normal at work only because... It helps my filing. I have to do a lot of filing.
Yeah.
And it's metal filing.
I'm not kidding. It's metal. It's either metal filing or like really, really like hateful, like gangster rap, like Brother Lynch Hung, like Dr. Octagon, like Cool Keith, like horrible, hateful shit, because it'll make me like be like, yeah, I have to file all this
Don't
stuff.
Don't clients ever hear it?
No, because I keep it quiet enough and it's like the computer monitors and speakers are facing like the back corner of the office. So like they're facing away from... So I can get away with it. But if I try to listen to like Radiohead or like some pussy soft shit, like I don't want to do anything. I just want to like relax.
Exactly. It keeps you going. Like
build a fort.
Metal makes you move. You know?
Yeah, I've been listening to Bethlehem and Sleep like all week, this week and last week. And like it's really growly.
Sleep's awesome.
But Sleep is fucking great. They're playing soon, but in like Austin, Texas for some festival.
Dude, give a plug out to Monday nights. Eddie works at Southern Lord Records. He hosts Los Angeles Nista.
Oh, yeah. That Eddie, our boy.
Yeah, his show's doing really well. So if you're into music, you guys should check that out.
Yeah, that's true. So wait, the Los Angeles Nista show? Oh, yeah, he's the one that's
Monday
in,
nights. I do that.
He's in It's Casual, the band?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, we've got, that's the one cool thing about this studio is that we have a lot of people that have like shows that are musicians, like You Are, He Is, Nick Is. Like, got a lot of musicians.
Shout out to Nick running
up in the
sound.
House.
He's looking at porn in the sound booth.
Yeah, he is.
He caught
Good
you.
Man.
We can see the reflection,
no
bro.
Porn back here. I'm looking at pictures of burritos.
Oh, man.
That is porn.
That's pretty pornographic.
Yeah.
Just
to the hot
little roach crotch across the street thinking about burritos. Porn. I don't know about you guys.
There's a Chipotle down the block.
Oh, no. You got to go to the little roach coaches. Now, I just said it to one on the corner. Rated B for the best.
Yes, you know? I agree. It's, you
it
know it's
amazing.
Good when it's cooked in lard. Like,
oh, yeah.
I don't give
just
a
running
fuck.
Through the plate. Yeah. I was like, this is amazing. This is just what I need right now.
It looks
so
like
good.
It's going to like slide itself across the table.
It was amazing.
Yeah. I like really greasy treats, though.
I'll go over there. Yeah. It's greasy.
It'll grease you. Like when I am hungover, that's what I want to eat for
like
breakfast.
Chorizo and eggs.
Yeah. I'm all about Taco Bell when I'm hungover. That's my hangover cure.
I'm not that into Taco Bell. I don't know what it is. I can't like enjoy it very much.
Just can't
anymore.
Do that one. Huh? That's like my one fast food I eat.
I eat everything.
It's cheap.
I mean, I'll take the authentic stuff over anything. You
well,
know,
of course.
We are Taco Bell.
Yeah, you go to Taco Bell quite a bit.
I do go to Taco Bell.
We're connoisseurs.
How would you feel if Taco Bell like sponsored Before the Morning? Is that something you would ever
I'd be down if they would put like, you know,
every
an actual
day,
Taco
every
Bell.
Every waking moment of
sponsored
my life.
Sponsored by Gordita.
Well, like, that Taco Bell will come rapping on my door saying, here, free for life.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you know. Enjoy. You just say when you're on the road,
clogged
you want
arteries.
A Taco Bell backstage at every single venue.
Like, you have to put the Taco Bell logo on your drum set. That's the deal.
How big does it have to be?
Right.
The whole kick drum.
Oh, we're negotiating.
The whole kick drum.
But they'll upgrade you to like a 26.
I hope somebody from
26?
Taco Bell is listening right now.
No, I have
writing
22
our deal
by 18.
At the moment.
Oh, that's why I got. We should just call a Taco Bell and just try to call the corporate office.
Just talk to some guy. Some guy picks up.
Yeah.
Hello,
yeah,
Kevin.
Need to
talk to me.
Get down to brass tacks is what we need to do.
Thank you for calling Taco Bell.
Yeah, really.
I was once in an Anal Cut ripoff band. We had a song that went, thank you for calling Taco Bell, or thank you for choosing Taco Bell. Can I take your order? And it was just like, duh. And then after, it was
that
over.
That was the song. Awesome.
Good song.
Awesome. It's great.
That's like the Wiener Schnitzel. May I take your order, please? But wait, did you drum in that band?
Actually, I played bass.
Ooh, changing it up.
It was a fake band that we made so we could get to a show for free because they needed an opener.
Nice.
Oh, so you just came up with a band like on the fly with your friends?
Yeah.
That's pretty ballsy.
Yeah, right.
It's really ballsy because
no one was there. It was the first band. Well, there are people there. There's
no one was there. Well, I mean, there were some people.
I mean, we were there. That's
somebody had to let us in. Yeah. So that guy, the janitor, stuck around and
I was a youngin.
This better be fucking good.
I was a little youngin. I was 19. That was young for me. I'd only been smoking for a year. I was like a toddler.
Aww.
Oh.
That's precious. It's probably the most precious thing I've heard today.
I remember the first show I played stoned.
How was it?
Well, my bandmates were mad that I was stoned.
Oh, that's not going to help your stoner either.
It was at a skate shop, and there was like a half pint in it. And at one point, I was like
sitting
on something that rolled. It was in Sioux City. I was.
Okay. I played a skate shop in Colorado once. Like we played like in the half pipe.
Oh, sweet!
Yeah.
That's pretty fun. As long as nobody's trying to skate in there.
So tell us about touring. Do you guys have tour plans, ideas?
The plan is to always tour.
Yeah, right.
At the moment, we're not doing any touring right now. We're basically going to hold off for a little while on playing any live shows until probably the end of March.
Yeah.
We're sort of...
You're working on new material?
Yeah. We're working on new stuff. Be writing new stuff, and I think our live show and just our set and everything need a new breath of life. So we're just going to kind of take some time off, and not from working, but from
doing live stuff, just to work on the band itself.
Yeah,
that's fun though, because then when you have when you start making or creating some new songs, after that, then you'll probably get now you want everybody to hear them.
Yeah, exactly. I know we sort of need that little breath. Like the first year was a building year for us, and we played out the songs that we had a lot. And we just need some new life. So that's what we're working on.
Yep.
This microphone needs to stay down.
Oh, is it?
Your spring too strong over there, bro?
Yeah, the spring is strong over there.
The spring is strong in this one, and I'm just like going like this.
It's just kind of followed around.
Pretty much.
Well, Mindy and I have been writing stuff too, but it's not really writing. She's doing the writing.
So she's doing all the work and you're just supervising?
Yeah.
No, I'm the producer.
She's the producer.
The vocals.
Yeah, and then she like writes
the talent.
She plays the songs. Like she plays the bass or makes the beats.
But we've started our new genre of music and we're calling it horrorcore.
Horrorcore.
Yeah.
Horrorcore.
And our band is Super Snatch.
Yeah.
Nice.
Our songs are horrible, but great. Really great. Horrible.
Horrible. I get it.
There's one with like a really awesome drum line, but then when I recorded the bass, I was drunk at the bass. I can't play bass as fast as I can drum. So it's a punk rock song with like the worst bass play ever.
It's just like a root note and every other measure.
Traditional punk.
This was like the recording of a song, and she's like, just give me a number of the one. I don't care. Just play it and I'll sing it. Just play it and I'll sing it. And so I like played it on the machine, and she just had the mic, and she just was like talking for the first half, but it was awesome. And then she caught up with the music and like went into like a melody
for a second. But I sound like twisted.
But I love trying to make the worst music ever.
Yeah, like we literally we're like let's
it's
just
easy to make good music. Yeah. Making shitty music, it takes a talent.
Like like you can make the worst stuff ever, and someone out there is gonna think it's like the most epic noise art.
That's true. Yeah, they'll be like,
that's true.
That's so different. That's
someone
so
put a so microphone different. Behind the toilet.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so much more than that.
Yeah, it's like, you guys listen to my new song. It's just ice in a glass stirring. Yeah, right. Me just stirring ice for 45 minutes.
And like reading a cookbook or something like that.
Yeah, but you know what? We have fun with the shitty stuff.
Yeah, that's what it's about. That's having fun playing music.
Music in general is about having fun. So
very true.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a release and it's where to get out the aggression from the day. Makes you not run people off the road, you know?
Right.
Well, you know, enough talk about some shitty songs. You guys have, we had like another song.
Oh, yeah. Or we have two more songs
queued up.
You guys
more than one track?
Yes, we did write more than one song.
Is it one of these songs, the song that is in your music video?
The first one we played
Yeah, the first song, I think the first song that you guys played was called Dismember, and that song.
That was.
Yeah, it was Dismember.
Oh yeah.
Before the Morning is.
You don't
well.
Even know your own.
Right. This is this is our EP that you guys are playing right now too. By the way, it's called Remembrance. You can download that for free from our Facebook or Reverb Nation. Yep.
Yeah. Do you know what's your Facebook?
Yeah, it's facebook.com/ Before the Morning.
Check it out. They're linked to the Hotbox Facebook, which I know you guys must have added.
And mourning is like you mourn like the loss
M-O-U-R.
Of something. Not like the mourning.
Because we're sad.
Yeah.
We're sad.
Because we're sad.
Sad and
so sad.
We're so sad.
I don't know what to
do. So yeah, depending upon what you have queued up right now.
All right, well, we got two songs, number 2 and 3 off of the EP.
Yeah.
It's heavy.
Glass back home to a night there. Let's go!
are back.
Back after a two-song slam.
Right. That Damn. Last song was the title track, Before the Morning, and that is the song we have the video for on YouTube.
Yeah. Definitely worth checking out, Before the Morning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G.
Yeah. And there are more than two of us in this band, yeah, too.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about
these other lads and ladies.
Lads and ladies who are working on other projects right now tonight. So shout out to them. Nikki Stringfield is our other guitar player, and JD, Johnny Death, he's the other guitar player as well. Mm-hmm. We are bassless at the moment.
Yes. Yes, we have
sans
an...
bassist.
So yeah. You're sans out bassist. There and you're good at bass and you're into metal and you're good, hit them up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If Holding you can shred...
Yeah. We've always had friends of ours in other bands fill in, and we've got to a point, we were just talking about it earlier while the song was playing.
Yeah.
How they would... They knew we would never look for a bass player if they kept helping us out. So,
yeah. They're giving you guys a little bit of tough love as far
that's
as...
That's pretty much what it was.
Just like, I love you, man.
I love you guys, but if I keep doing this, you're never going to find anybody else.
Like, somewhere out there is a bass player beneath this, like, little tiny moon we have going on tonight.
Right.
There
may be one other person out there that plays bass.
There's a bass player that is, like, subconsciously playing your riffs right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
They don't even know. You guys are under the same moon.
They probably are in some other country that have heard it. They can't even speak English to get it across to us, but they'll figure out a way.
Yeah.
Right. Over in Istanbul.
That's how these things usually happen.
Yeah.
I've heard. Usually it goes that way.
We sometimes get listeners around that area.
Around what area? Around
Middle East.
The Middle East? Oh, yeah. We had an Egyptian caller.
I often see Egypt. Yeah.
Nice. I often see Egypt.
A friend of ours just played in Dubai and wore our shirt, so you never know.
Nice. It's true. Yeah.
If there's anyone in Dubai. Yeah,
dude, there's this awesome kid from the Philippines who wrote Dangerously Sleazy as well. Like, wow, you guys are so awesome and punk rock. And like,
hey, that's dope.
You inspire our scene over here. And I was like, oh, where's over here? And he's in the Philippines. I told him I'd mail him a CD.
You should just do a couple one-offs to Egypt and the Philippines.
Yeah. Hey, if you're listening in the Philippines, awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you have your punk rock scene going strong.
Me too. I'd be really, really curious to hear that. Like some Filipino.
I'll make
punk
it.
Rock.
I'll be
Filipino
like,
punk
hey,
rock?
Dude,
yeah.
Totally. Do you want to
hang
music?
Out in the Philippines and listen to punk rock? I got no problem.
Yeah. Into listening to
roll up a fucking doobie, sit on the beach, drink a drink, and listen to some punk rock.
Yep. Just start Googling it.
Sweet. You'll I hear you were a punk rock drummer. You're into punk rock?
Yeah, I initially started playing punk and stuff like that.
Me too.
Nice. Yeah, I love like NoFX and Lagwagon and
like NoFX was one of the first things I covered. Like The Bruise was like one of my first punk drum songs I learned.
I always loved Linoleum for some reason.
So, oh
yeah.
We got a caller. Someone out here. Someone out there. Is this their bass player? Hi. Welcome, caller.
Hi, hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. What's new,
caller? Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm listening to you guys. This is Adam's coworker, Chris. I want to see if he's available for lunch tomorrow because I'm going to come down to L.A.
Chris, what's up, dude?
What's up, buddy?
Bromo Sapien, give me a call right now. What's going on, man?
Bromo Sapien.
Obviously, I'm completely bored, and I'm listening to your shit online.
Yeah, that hopefully there are a lot of other people
if
like you completely bored.
If you're listening online,
and just listening
then you're
right
not
now.
Bored. You are enjoying yourself right now.
Yeah.
I am, absolutely.
Yeah, where are you taking the best thing you could be doing on a Tuesday?
Chris,
there's a lot of worse things I could be doing on a Tuesday.
A lot of worse, definitely.
A lot worse.
A lot worse.
Oh, yeah.
Bad things are fun to do.
Really bad things on a Tuesday.
I'm gonna plug Chris here for a second. His band, The Creek, does bluegrass breakdowns of Slayer songs in the middle of their songs.
That's fucking
so this
awesome.
This Chris is my coworker too.
Yeah, he is also your coworker.
What's up?
You talk to him on a daily basis.
I do.
Yeah,
well,
you do.
Welcome.
Wait, who is this?
This is Mindy.
Oh, what's up, Mindy?
This is
doing?
My radio show. Surprise.
Awesome.
I'm a stoner.
Yeah.
Band to go party.
Yeah, right. Right.
You guys are cute.
Yeah.
Band to go family.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you guys want to check us out, we do some Slayer stuff. We're called The Creek, spelled C-R-E-A-K. Adam's also in a band where you have to clarify the spelling of the name,
right,
which is always fun. It's like, no, with an O-U.
Then. When you try to be witty and clever, you always have to explain.
Yes.
And
no,
you probably
C-R-E-A-K.
Get, you probably get that asshole that's like, is it C-R-I-Q-U-E?
Oh, right. It is. It's
yeah, like you're trying to be super fancy.
Yeah, you're like yeah. you're an asshole for asking. Yeah, who would spell it that way?
Right.
I heard the stuff the other day. It was pretty awesome.
Did you like it? That's
awesome. I did. I grew up with a lot of bluegrass. My dad was a bluegrass guitar player and like played guitar nonstop around my whole life when I lived at home.
Very nice. That's really cool.
So
yeah, we were all like a bunch
head.
Of metal dudes who started a bluegrass band, so we have a lot of that influence amongst other things. But yeah.
That's really cool.
So Creek.
Cool. Well, now I just feel like I'm talking to a bunch of people from work, and this is...
Right, yeah.
I'm
don't want to shatter
to it.
And I also don't want to shatter your dream of sharing lunch with me tomorrow. But you can't tell through the through the radio here, but I am incredibly sick. I've actually missed work for the past 2 days because of it. So
no, I know you have been.
Yeah.
Mindy, will you be in tomorrow?
Yeah.
Sweet. I will see you. I'm driving down in a Sprinter.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Awesome.
Because Chris is in San Francisco.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling from San Francisco.
Yeah, I talk to you guys on the phone all the time. So cool. I'll be there at 10 o'clock. We'll have some lunch or something. TJ will be there. He's a really good buddy of mine.
Yeah, I've recently started hanging out with him at work.
Have some lunch.
It was cool. Awesome.
This is great. I'm loving this.
He's a cool dude. I miss that guy. Has he brought his dog in yet?
Wait, what?
Has he brought his dog in yet?
Who, Gio or TJ?
TJ.
He hasn't, but he's talked about it. It sounds like he really wants to. And I'm down because I love cute, fuzzy things. I got a hamster this weekend.
Wait until you meet his dog. She's the ultimate sweetheart, but she's got a lot of energy.
Oh, yay.
Aww. Yeah, she's like one of my favorite dogs. So you guys will be stoked to meet her.
I'll take her running. I like to run.
Yeah, you should. She needs a lot of exercise because she's a little energetic pit bull, but she's super sweet. I really like her.
Oh, awesome.
Well, you're going to get some lunch tomorrow, so that's cool.
Oh, sweet.
I know, totally. And I don't have to be in the office, which is also awesome. I don't have to sit on the phone all day long.
Yeah, I really wanted to drive to San Francisco, but I have to work here tomorrow night. So.
Yeah, that's the reason that I'm doing it. They don't normally let me do drives or ever leave the office.
It worked out great.
I don't ever do sunlight. Yeah, I'm really stoked, even though I have to drive there and back in one day. Anyway, I'll let you guys get back to your radio show. I know both of you.
Chris, this has been enlightening.
Yeah.
Good talk, buddy.
He's,
good talk.
He's stoked about coming, though, so, I mean, that's nice.
That's cool, because I wanted to do that. I wanted to drive to San Francisco, because I like driving.
That drive is really
I don't have a vehicle right now, so, like, work is, like, my... Like, yes, I get a drive time.
It's like being 16
every day. I love driving.
Yeah.
I got freedom!
Until you get to like the middle of the five and it's Auschwitz and everything smells like ass. But
yeah, it's bad out there, huh?
That reminds me of home though. Like driving through Iowa. Like,
yeah. I had horses growing up, so I'm used to the smell of manure.
Because you were in Montana for a while too, huh?
See, we always end up talking about...
My grandma's from Montana.
Nice. My mom moved up there and I was in my 20s. And so I would go up there and hang out on the ranch and...
Cool.
Chill out with the horses.
Yeah.
She had like llamas and goats and chickens and ducks and horses.
I love baby goats. They're so cute and cuddly. Yeah.
I loved watching them fight. I would just sit outside and drink beer. And they would just run around and like headbutt each other and like jump in 360s and like hit each other.
Yeah.
But they never like hurt each other. That was like what they did.
Baby goat play?
Yeah.
Yes. Goats.
Let's get some goat play on.
Yeah. Well, do you guys, we got... 2 minutes left. Is there anything that these listeners need to do? Do they need to come check you guys out at a show coming up in March?
We have a show March 28th at the Slide Bar in Fullerton.
In Fullerton.
I know some Fullerton people. Have them roll up.
It'll be a Thursday night. It's a good show. It's for a cancer benefit. We're playing with a friend of mine. His band's called Domin. They're the headliners that night, got us on the show, and that'll sort of be our first show back after we take this little break off here to kind of revamp ourselves,
yeah,
I guess.
Retool.
Yeah,
so that'll be a good show to go check out.
Yes, yes, it'll be a lot of new songs being debuted, new stage show.
But positive causes.
Oh, yeah. Of course, of course.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win-win.
And then I got to remind everybody about what we have in store for the rest of the month.
Our next show is going to be
Virgin Cherry Poppin'.
The virgin that's never, or, I mean,
a, we virgin have a virgin
to,
sacrifice.
A virgin to smoking, yes. So we're going to have a virgin sacrifice.
That was clarified.
We're going to have a man.
A man who's never smoked weed before. A weed virgin.
Are you going to get
a weed virgin?
Okay. He hasn't gotten
We're
going to
start with a bowl.
Yeah,
we're gonna and then the bowl. Introduce the joint.
Yeah, and we're gonna have nachos.
We're gonna get a bong.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah,
you can lie to him and tell him you don't actually get high your first time, because you do.
I think I did.
Yeah.
I definitely got high my second time. Oh man.
Yeah, you know what? I'm pretty much excited only because after the Virgin, we have Dale Crover.
Dale Crover,
that's
the Melvins.
Be the last show of
Drum
February.
Heaven, February 26th. This is so. I'm going to be in like, oh my God, let's talk about drums.
It's going to be a drummery
it's
jam.
It's the drummer show.
Yeah. So stick around for the rest of the, just basically come back every Tuesday.
Every
because
Tuesday.
We love you in the hot box and we want to thank
love
you
this.
Before morning for coming on, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much, hot box. See you
As
next
always,
Tuesday.
We will miss you.